Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sakenuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Ons gaan nou kyk na 'n maatskappy waarna ons nie in die verlede gekyk het nie of baie min en dit is Combined Motor Holdings of CMH. En dit is 'n motorgroep wat reeds sedert 1976 in Suid-Afrika sake doen. Dit besit vandag 43 handelaars wat voertuie van 28 motorvervaardigers verkoop. Dit besit ook die verhuuringsbesigheid First Car Rentals. Die groep se markwaarde beloop so wat 2 miljard rand, wat laer is as WeBuyCars se 8 miljard en Motus se 16 miljard. Maar die groep is baie winsgewend, dit het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde februari bekend gemaak. Die omset 3,3% hoër op 12,8 miljard rand. Die wins was 12% laer op 405 miljoen rand, terwyl die direksie 'n slotdividend van R2,20 per aandeel verklaar het en dit stoor die totale dividend vir die jaar tot R3,86 per aandeel op. Jeb McIntosh is die uitvoerende hoof. Jeb, thank you so much for your time today. The results indicated it was a tough year and I think many other companies would be satisfied with a flat performance, especially if you target mostly consumers.
Well, good evening, Ryk, and your viewers. Yes, it's been a very tough year because the consumer is under intense pressure with interest rate increases, as is our business, because all the OEMs have been overstocked with and have pushed their stock onto us. So that also increased our costs by something like $87 million for the year. And to come up with a result that's only down 7.9% on basic earnings, I think this, we're actually proud of it. Huh?
Yeah, as I've said, you know, it's a tough market, and there are many other circumstances or challenges facing, especially the vehicle and the motor industry. But we're going to talk about the stock levels. But you wrote a pretty comprehensive CEO statement in the CMH Integrated Report, and you highlighted a very quite a few interesting changes in the dynamics of the automotive sector in South Africa. And one that stood out for me was that you state that more than 50% of vehicles sold in South Africa come from China and India. That is a significant shift in, you know, consumer behavior in South Africa.
No, it's a very significant shift. And vehicles made in Japan, Europe, and America are becoming uncompetitive price-wise. So many of the Toyota, for example, are selling a lot of Suzuki vehicles, branded Toyota, all made in India, for example. If you add that to the Suzuki brand, that's a top-selling vehicle in South Africa, is those vehicles. Huh?
Yeah, they have, I think they've surpassed Volkswagen last month in total number of sales. But, South Africans are brand conscious. I can remember many years ago, there were references to Japcrap, for example, when Japanese cars entered the South African market. And it took a while for the cars to gain acceptance in South Africa. Is it just a price point, or are these cars a lot better than what they were?
The cars are very much better than what they were, both out of India and China. They might not be 100% up to the scratch of the balance, but they're getting very close. And the price point is vital. You can get a good car at the right price, which the consumer can afford and which the bank is prepared to finance. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
That's going to be interesting to see how this develops and how the existing manufacturers react. And if we could see some price, competition. What was the vehicle inflation you experienced during the year?
Well, it varied from brand to brand, but certainly a number of them were more like 10%. And it goes with the exchange rate, right? If the exchange rate goes up, the car prices will follow at approximately the same percentage.
But many vehicles are manufactured in South Africa. We've got big plants of Toyota, BMW, Volkswagen. Does the exchange rate impact the prices of those vehicles as well?
Yeah, it does exactly the same. There's more of a lag effect because they import most of that, a lot of their parts, etc. Mm-hmm. So there is a lagged effect. But it does come through into their products as well in due course, plus, of course, the local inflation as well.
You alluded earlier to an increase in a possible oversupply of vehicles in South Africa. Can you just maybe elaborate on that and what the impact of that oversupply is?
Well, we currently have an oversupply situation. We've had it for most of last year, where most OEMs have overthought the situation and ordered too much stock. And I think it came out of the COVID era when we all understocked, so everybody ordered more and more stock. And now it's all arrived. Some of it was delayed, but it's all pitched up. So almost every OEM is overstocked, which is huge, which is putting cost pressures on and causing discounting, etc., in the marketplace. So at the moment, you can actually get a car at a very affordable, well, relatively affordable to the selling price at this moment in time because of that overstock situation.
I imagine that is a knock-on effect on the pricing of used vehicles.
Yes, it knocks onto the used vehicles as well. And you see, you've got another problem in that people are unable to, the used car prices, it used to take something like 28 months, I'm going back 7-8 years now, to get out, to pay off your to get to a break square on your loan agreement. Mm-hmm. Now it takes up to 55 months to get to a break square. So to do a new deal, we're continually having to sort of overpay for these motor cars to try and buy the people out of the existing financial contracts. Mm-hmm. So it's a very competitive space all around.
We saw Shell announcing that it will sell its retail business here in South Africa. It's actually was a big announcement and surprising. But one of the reasons they are doing that is because they want to focus more on the electric market. What has been the demand for electric vehicles in your dealerships?
No, it's minimal. We have got the Volvo franchise, and they've got a well-afforded, beautiful motor car. But I think we're going to follow the trends of overseas, where the well-off people can afford them because they are approximately 40% more expensive on average, 40 to 50%. And once you've satisfied those guys who are the green people with the money, I think we're going to find we run into a bit of the end of the story. You know, so I don't think it's going to get a big share of the South African market in the short term, certainly, because we just haven't got the infrastructure to support it.
Jeb, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Jeb McIntosh. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van CMH. Skalk, interessante storie, interessante maatskappy. Ek klink nou of vir die winste is af, maar is nog steeds 'n stewige wins in 'n baie, baie moeilike bedryf. Maar is baie duidelik dat hierdie bedryf besig is om te verander en daar moet aangepas word.
Oh, nee, ongetwijfeld. Het paar dingen, want ek het paar notas gemaakt terwijl ek hier sit en luister. En ons het gepraat van elektriese motors, ons het gepraat van ouwe stok. Baie dieselfde gesien, Ryk, jy weet self in die fietsry, in die bergfietsry is, het ons gesien in COVID met die voorsieningskettings wat gedemp was, kon ons dit eenvoudig in die prijse by die hoogte ingeskiet en hulle die reuse aanvraag gehad. En nou, fietsry is nog nie goedkoop nie, maar definitief heel wat goedkoop. En ek hoor by om dieselfde ding van die motors. Een tendens wat vir my opgeval het, ons weet rentekoerse is hoor, ons weet rentekoerse bly vir langer hoor. En dit is vir my 'n groot bekommernis, want ons het dit by WeBuy Cars het ook begin duidelik raak, die verandering van motors se belangstelling, uit het in die begin genoem, die goedkoper motors, kan nie woegdooi die woord jabcrap gebruik, die goedkoper motors, mense is besig in Suid-Afrika om hulle duurder motors, hulle swaarder motors wat op brandstof is, te verruil vir goedkoper motors, juist om die nooddruk. Dit is veranderinge wat nie noodwendig volgende jaar weer herhaal gaan word. So ek kon hoor daar is 'n bekommernis in die vooruitsigte en die aandeelpryse beweeg natuurlik vandag ook 3% af vandag in 'n mark wat positief was, sê vir ons die mark is net so bekommerd.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.